Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Today, John Barron and Josh Bailey, both Microsoft IT solution managers, discuss how they use SharePoint 2010 to develop a business intelligence portal for data sharing and analysis within the company. Listen in as they share Microsoft secrets on how to rein in your sprawling data. Josh, the mic is yours.
Hi, my name is Josh Bailey. I'm a solution manager within Microsoft IT. I've been at Microsoft over 9 years, primarily focused on large-scale enterprise SharePoint, scorecards, and reporting platforms.
My name is John Barron. I'm also a solution manager in Microsoft IT. I've been at Microsoft for 18 years, and I am focused on report publishing and discoverability within the finance portal space. We want to thank you for joining us.
Today, we want to share with you how we have leveraged SharePoint 2010 to deliver reports and business insight to senior executives, which cascade down to each business division, making the process of business insight reporting more consistent, easier, and reliable. Before our solution was implemented, business divisions had several means of hosting and providing reports to their users. Most common were file shares across the company, as well as self-provisioned SharePoint sites. Experience was very inconsistent across business divisions, and frustrating for users that needed to go to many different locations to find the reports they needed.
That's right. In fact, this project started with a very simple question from our CEO, Steve Ballmer. Where do I go to get my financial reporting?
That simple question did not yield a simple response. It was a painful response that included 12 separate URLs with an explanation of what type of report or scorecard he could find at each URL. That's all it took for us to realize how inconsistent we were in delivering business insight, or what we refer to as BI, to our financial business partners. This gave us the opportunity to build Steve's leadership team a portal, commonly known as the SLT portal. With this portal, executives could find all their BI needs, including reports, scorecards, commentary, commitments, and other content. The portal was such a success that divisional presidents requested that we build out a similar experience for each of their divisions.
It was a big task to take on. In order to get enterprise scale and onboard the business division successfully, we needed to get the right people together. We created a stakeholder group and involved them with planning and decision-making from the beginning of the project.
That's right.
Users needed a simple approach that made publishing and finding reports fast and easy. Working with the stakeholders, we determined a plan to resolve issues around report publication. We titled our solution the Business Insight Portal, and its primary purpose was to manage, host, and display BI. Mm-hmm. It is currently Microsoft's internal BI portal that hosts financial reporting and surfaces that reporting up to the right audience at the right time in order to make better business decisions. It's a tiered approach that follows the organizational structure of Microsoft and our business divisions. Josh, can you explain how the system works?
Sure, John. The portal is running on SharePoint and is hosted by Microsoft IT. All site collection administration, configuration, support, and branding of the portal is owned and maintained by our team. Content throughout the portal, including report publishing, is managed by the business divisions, giving them the flexibility they need to do their job. Business Insight provides a subsite for each business division within Microsoft. We provide the guidance and best practices for content management and BI services, but the business divisions are ultimately responsible for the overall content of their subsites.
Could you explain maybe how the tiered approach works?
Sure, John. We organize the site structure based on tiers. Tier 1 is at the SLT level, or reports in BI that are used to run the company. Tier 2 is the divisional level, or reports in BI that are used to run the divisions. Microsoft has 5 divisions. Some of them you may be familiar with, Online Services Group and Server and Tools,
sure.
And we also have a Sales and Marketing Group. Tier 3 are those levels that are business divisions that are used to support those line of businesses.
Cool, thanks Josh. Governance was also a key factor to the success of Business Insight. The structure we put in place strikes the right balance between consistency and flexibility. The advisory group was represented from each business division and drove the consistent site structure, formatting, and functionality that's common across the portal. We also created an onboarding process using standard templates, which creates that uniform look and feel. Much of the content within the BI portal is very sensitive, so of course security was another important factor to consider.
That's right.
Business Insight uses out-of-the-box SharePoint security to manage access to content and reports. In some instances, reports even connect to external data sources, which have their own security layer. SharePoint never overwrites or conflicts with these external security measures. The security architecture of the BI portal was created by our team, but security management is controlled by the respective business division site owners. We do offer a lot of guidance and training around security, but audits of security roles are left to the businesses. Josh, maybe you could tell us a little bit about the launch of the Business Insight Portal.
Sure, John. After the SLT portal, the Microsoft Business Division portal was our first attempt to onboard at scale. We were pretty green at that point, only supporting a few ways to host reports, primarily Excel and Excel services. Business divisions would host Excel files and document libraries and use various web parts to surface these reports. Content owners were not used to tagging content, so search was not very good at the time. Business users now had one place to go to find business reporting, but site and report owners still had multiple places to publish reports and many links to manage to maintain this online experience.
It definitely was a step in the right direction, but when we upgraded Business Insight to SharePoint 2010, new opportunities around BI services became available. Excel services continued to grow in its use, but there was more talk about other services, including Power Pivot and Fast Search.
That's right.
By now, users were starting to get more excited about some of the new features offered in SharePoint 2010. Josh, maybe you could tell us a little bit about how metadata and Fast Search kind of enhance that report discoverability.
Yes. We met with the Business Insight stakeholders and determined that report discoverability was paramount to the success of the Business Insight. As I mentioned earlier, users were not tagging content or managing metadata consistently. Working with report authors and finance analysts, we determined the appropriate level of metadata to collect for financial reporting. With this information, we created the finance report taxonomy. Once we finalized the right level of metadata to capture for reports, managed properties were created and stored in SharePoint's Term Store. This enabled a consistent metadata experience across our platform and the organization. With a taxonomy in place, Fast Search enabled users to search for reports and refine those results using metadata properties to get to the right information they were looking for. It was no longer necessary for people to know the specific URL or location of the reports.
That was a huge win for us. To make the experience even better, we used Silverlight, Fast Search, and other out-of-the-box web services to create a report catalog web part that can be customized by site owners. They can choose to display reports in a simple list or with a rich and metadata-heavy view. Regardless of how reports are displayed, the web part still uses Fast Search to crawl the portal and display that content tagged as a report. Filters can even be applied against metadata properties in the web part to limit the results to a specific process, division, or even category. We also included some social features to allow users to rate reports, provide inline commentary, and even add reports to a list of favorites.
That's great, John. We've done a lot of time talking about this. Do you want to give us a demo?
Sure. This is the Business Insight Portal landing page. The web part titled Standard Reports is a custom part we built with Silverlight. Displayed here are Tier 1 reports, those reports used to run the company. As you can see, the portal contains business division that hosts Tier 2 reports displayed similarly on their respective sites. At each of the levels, business users can see a variety of finance reports including revenue, COGS, headcount, P&Ls that are specific to their business. This provides a consistent experience across the Business Insight Portal platform and makes report discoverability easy for all levels of the business organization. The Fast Search service sits behind the web part, and when the page loads, Fast initiates the search using filters specified in the web part properties. The site or page owner is who adds the part to the page and configures it. The web part can be configured to display the refiner panel, what metadata properties to display with the report, and any social features to be displayed. In this case, we're displaying the refiner panel so users can filter the reports, and we've enabled a few social features. In the refiner panel, users can click metadata properties to trim the list of reports for that specific metadata property. I want to see all OPEX or P&L reports, so I can click the OPEX P&L filter to trim my list of reports based on that selection. Users can easily see their filter criteria by looking at the top of the web part where we store the filter selections. Users can simply click a filter selection from the top of the web part to remove that filter. Any managed property we create can be used as a refiner, so report authors and business divisions have a lot of flexibility in the way that they can not only display reports, but also in the way they allow users to filter and refine lists of reports. We also included several social features that users can use to interact with the report. The first is the ability for users to add comments on a report. We display a link to add a comment and include the number of comments attached to that report. So if I click Add a Comment, I can leave a note that says, I like this report. I click Add, and as soon as I close the comment box, I can see a comment has been added to the report. The second social feature we added is the ability for users to save a report to a list of favorites. There are many reports a user may need to access during a repeatable process, for instance, monthly close. To save a report as a favorite, I click the link titled Add to Favorites. This adds the title and link of the report to a list of favorites that follows me across the entire Finance Portal platform. Now I just open my favorites list, and I can see the report listed underneath Business Insight. Now I can open this report from anywhere within the Finance Portal platform. Another social feature we included is the ability to rate a report. Using the 5-star rating model that is an out-of-the-box feature with SharePoint 2010, we were able to hook that feature into our web part and display ratings of reports wherever they are displayed in the portal. I just click to rate a report. The rating system averages all the community ratings into one rating, as well as showing me how I rated the report individually. Tagging data and using fast search to surface those reports in SharePoint in an organized way has made the publication and discoverability of reports much easier. Providing some social features adds to the overall community within finance, allowing report authors to view comments and see which reports are used often. And that's just a brief look at the Business Insight portal.
Thanks, John. That was great. SharePoint 2010 continues to be a great opportunity for business divisions to interact with their partners to provide financial reports to the right audience and at the right time, ultimately allowing them to make better business decisions. So today, we've talked about how we leverage BI services with SharePoint 2010 and the opportunities surrounding that. This was a journey for Microsoft. It started with a simple question from our CEO, where do I go to get financial reporting? This exposed how decentralized reporting was across Microsoft. Using SharePoint 2007, we created a strategy to centralize BI distribution within Business Insight. We learned the importance of defining a key set of stakeholders and having them involved throughout the process. Working with them, we provided a consistent, centralized, and organized way to deliver reports that struck the right balance of consistency at the core and flexibility at the edges.
Josh, you're right. Stakeholder involvement was critical. They're the experts in report authoring, and with their help, we realized the importance of determining a methodology around tagging content. Developing a consistent report taxonomy that can be used across the businesses was an important lesson we learned early on. Using SharePoint to publish, host, and deliver BI has provided an easy way for business partners to manage their BI and provides a great way to deliver reports to the right audience and at the right time.
If you're interested in more, here are a couple of online resources which may be helpful. We hope you've enjoyed learning about the Business Insight portal today. Thank you for joining us, and see you next time.